Hello, and welcome to Poetry Corner. This is volunteer reader Maya Abella for Sun Sounds. On today's program, I'll be reading a selection of poems from the book Time is a Mother by Ocean Vuong. First, some information about the collection. In this deeply intimate second poetry collection, Ocean Vuong searches for life among the aftershocks of personal and social loss, embodying the paradox of sitting in grief while being determined to survive beyond it. Shifting through memory, and in concert with the themes of his novel On Earth We're Briefly Gorgeous, Vuong contends with the meaning of family and the cost of being the product of an American war in America. At once vivid, brave, and propulsive, these poems circle fragmented lives to find both restoration as well as the epicenter of the break. The author of the critically acclaimed poetry collection, Night Sky with Exit Wounds, winner of the 2016 Whiting Award, the 2017 T.S. Eliot Prize, and a 2019 MacArthur Fellowship, Vuong writes directly to our humanity without losing sight of the current moment. These poems represent a more innovative and daring experimentation with language and form, illuminating how the themes we perennially live in and question are truly inexhaustible. Bold and prescient, and a testament to tenderness in the face of violence, Time as a Mother is a return and a forging forth all at once. This first poem is entitled The Bull. He stood alone in the backyard, so dark the night purpled around him. I had no choice. I opened the door and stepped out, wind in the branches. He watched me with kerosene blue eyes. What do you want? I asked, forgetting I had no language. He kept breathing to stay alive. I was a boy, which meant I was a murderer of my childhood. And like all murderers, my God was stillness. My God, he was still there, like something prayed for by a man with no mouth. The green-blue lamp swirled in its socket. I didn't want him. I didn't want him to be beautiful, but needing beauty to be more than hurt, gentle enough to want. I reached for him. I reached, not the bowl, but the depths. Not an answer, but an entrance to the shape of an animal like me. This poem is called Snow Theory. This is the best day ever. I haven't killed a thing since 2006. The darkness out there, wet as a newborn. I dog-eared the book and immediately thought of masturbation. How else do we return to ourselves but to fold the page so it points to the good part? Another country burning on TV. What we'll always have is something we lost. In the snow, the dry outline of my mother. Promise me you won't vanish again, I said. She lay there a while, thinking it over. One by one, the houses turned off their lights. I lay down over her outline to keep her true. Together, we made an angel. It looked like something being destroyed in a blizzard. I haven't killed a thing since. This next poem is Beautiful Short Loser. Stand back. I'm a loser on a winning streak. I got your wedding dress on backward, playing air guitar in these streets. I taste my mouth the most, and what a blessing. The most normal things about me are my shoulders. You've been warned. Where I'm from, it's only midnight for a second, and the trees look like grandfathers laughing in the rain. For as long as I can remember, I've had a preference for mediocre bodies, including this one. Tell me this. How come the past tense is always longer? Is the memory of a song the shadow of a sound, or is that too much? Sometimes, when I can't sleep, I imagine Van Gogh singing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah into his cut ear and feeling peace. Green voices in the rain, green rain in the voices. Oh no, the sadness is intensifying. How rude. Hey, knocks on my skull. Can you get me out of here? That one time Jackson passed out beside a triple stack of jumbo pancakes at Denny's after top surgery. I can't believe I lost my tits, he said a minute before, smiling through tears. The sadness in him ends in me tonight. It ends tonight, I shouted to the cop who pulled us over for dreaming. I'm not high, officer. I just don't believe in time. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance. I'm done talking, sir. I'm saying what I feel. Inside my head, the war is everywhere. I'm on the cliff of myself, and these aren't wings, they're futures. For as long as I can remember, my body was the mayor's nightmare. Now I'm a beautiful short loser dancing in the green. You think I'll need a gun where we're going? Can you believe my uncle worked at the Colt factory for 15 years, only to use a belt at the end? Talk about discipline. Talk about good Lord. Maybe he saw a small thing moving through a large thing is more like a bird in a cage than a word in the mouth. Nobody's free without breaking open. I'm not sad, he told me once, laughing. I'm just always here. See, officer, magic is real. We all disappear. Why aren't you laughing? No, not beauty. But you and I outliving it, which is more so. Somehow, I got me 4 days. Got this late light in the yard, leaving blood on the bone-colored fence. This thrash of spring we drowned in to stay a while and mean it. I mean it when I say I'm mostly male. That I recall every follicle in the failure the way they'll remember God after religion, alone, impossible, and good. I know the room you've been crying in is called America. I know the door is not invented yet. Finally, after years, I'm now a professional loser. I'm crushing it in losses. I'm mopping the floor where Jackson's drain bags leaked on his way to bed. I'm done talking, officer. I'm dancing in the rain with a wedding dress, and it makes sense. Because my uncle decided to leave this world intact. Because taking a piece of my friend away from him made him more whole. Because where I'm from, the trees look like family laughing in my head. Because I am the last of my kind at the beginning of hope. Because what I did with one short, beautiful life was lose it on a winning streak. This next poem is entitled, You Guys. Brushing my teeth at 2 a.m, I say over my shoulder, you guys, I'm serious. What are we going to make of this mess? My voice muffled with wintergreen foam. What are we going to do now that it hurts when I look at those I love like you two, you who have been through so much together, the thick and skin of it. I'm proud of you both, I say as the foam pinkens through my lips. I'm told our blood is green, but touches the world with endings. My name a place where I've waited for collisions. You guys are listening. I'm sorry for being useful only in language. Are you still with me? I ask as I peer into the tub. Where I place them gently down, the two white rabbits I had found on Harris Street the way back from Emily's, where we watched American Dad on her mom's birthday. Her mom, who would have been 56 this year. We ate Rocky Road in bowls with blue tulips. I'm too tired, she said, to be this happy. And we laughed without moving our hands. Perhaps the rabbits are lovers or sisters sometimes. It's hard to tell gender from breathing. Earlier, I had scooped them from the pavement. They were crushed, but only kind of one had a dented half face. The other's back flattened like a courage sock. I cradled them wetly in my sweatshirt. But now the tub is a red world, save for the silent island of fur flickering in my fugitive words. Guys, I say, just wait for me, all right? Just wait a little longer. I swear, I'll leave this place spotless when I'm done, I say, reaching back to my wisdom teeth, forgetting it's been 4 years since they're gone. This next poem is entitled Dear Sarah, and it begins with a quote attributed to Cousin Sarah, age 7. What's the point of writing if you're just gonna force a bunch of ants to cross a white desert? And if you follow these ants, they'll lead you back to stone tablets, an older desert where black bones once buried are no words, where I wave to you at 2:34 a.m. They survived the blast by becoming shrapnel embedded in my brain, which is called learning, but maybe I shouldn't talk like this. Maybe I should start over. Sarah, I messed up. I'm trying to stay clean, but my hands are monsters who believe in magic. Sarah, the throat is also an inkwell black oil wrung through your father's fingers after a day beneath the Buick, say, heartbreak, and nothing will shatter, say, Stonehenge, and watch the elephants sleep like boulders blurred in Serengeti rain. It doesn't have to make sense to be real. Your Aunt Rose gone 2 years now, like a trick they forgot to finish. And the air holds your voice as it holds its own, vanishing. Maybe you are the true soldier, ant hoarder of what's so massive it could crush into you. A twitching comma, Sarah. Your name sharpens daily against the marble of your mother's teeth. There are sparks in every calling, and called we press our faces to the womb till we're jokes on our way to cracking up. And maybe you're right, little ant, queen with your shoes, the shade of dirty paper, white desert, your pink and blue pens untouched after all. Who can stare at so many runes and call it reading? This family of ants fossilized on the page. You slam the book shut. Look out at the leafless trees doused in red. April rain. Where none of us are children long enough to love it. This next poem is called American Legend. So I was driving with my old man, the day wasted, save for the cobalt haze closing around us. We were on our way to kill our dog, Susan. I mean, we had to bring her to the clinic to put her down. This murder, or maybe they meant to put her in the ground, though I knew Susan would be ashed in the incinerator out back. Puffs of smoke Little ghost poodles. Where was I going with this? Right, the car. The rain, the legend of joy and pain. My old man and I, the Ford big enough for us to never touch. And maybe I meant to make the hairpin turn too hard, and the thing flipped. Like a new law, going 80. Maybe I wanted, at last, to feel him against me. And it worked. As the colors spun through the windshield, wild metal clanking our shoulders, the sudden wetness warm everywhere, he slammed into me, and we hugged for the first time in decades. It was perfect and wrong, like money on fire. The skin around his neck so soft, his aftershave somehow summer. It lasted not a second, but he was smiling, his teeth already half gone, as if someone wiped them away to make room for something truer. "Put it down on the page, son," he said one night after telling me why he did what he did with his life, shit-faced on Hennessy. We were sitting at the kitchen table before his shift at the sock factory. His eyes, raindrops in a nightmare. I touched him, then let go. The car stopped rolling. We hung upside down as things dripped. Steam or breath. I did what any boy would do after getting exactly what he wanted. I kissed my father. He grinned, I think. His pupils elsewhere. I reached back, unlatched the cage. The dog stepped out, sniffed my old man, still warm, then ran into the trees, into her second future. I walked from the wreck till the yards became years. The dirt road, a city, until my face became this face, and the rain washed the gasoline clean from my fingers. I found a payphone in the heart of the poem and called you, collect, to say all this, knowing it won't make a difference, only more. So hello, hi. The blood inside my hands is now inside the world. Words, the prophets tell us, destroy nothing they can't rebuild. I did it to hold my father, to free my dog. It's an old story, mother. Anyone can tell it. This poem is called The Last Dinosaur. When they ask me what it's like, I tell them, imagine being born in a hospice in flames. As my relatives melted, I stood on one leg, raised my arms, shut my eyes, and thought, tree, 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 as death passed me, untouched. I didn't know God saw in us a failed attempt at heaven. Didn't know my eyes had three shades of white, but only one image of my mother. She's standing under an ancient redwood, sad that her time on earth is all she owns. Oh, human, I am not mad at you for winning, but that you never wished for more. Emperor of language, why didn't you master no without forgetting? Maybe? Sure, we can make out if you want, but I'm warning you. It's a lot. Sometimes I think gravity was like, to be brutally honest, and then never stop talking. I guess what I mean is that I ate the apple not because the man lied, but he said I was born of his rib, that I wanted to fill myself with his hunger for the ground, where the bones of my people still dream of me. I bet the light on this page isn't invented yet. I bet you never guessed that my ass was once a small town wonder, that the triceratops went nuts when I danced, how once, after weeks of drought, I walked through my brother's laughter just to feel the rain. Oh, windbroke wanderer, window of hope and ha-has. O sister, dropped seed, help me. I was made to die, but I'm here to stay. This next poem is entitled Rise and Shine. Scraped the last $8.48 from the glass jar, your day's worth of tips at the nail salon. Enough for one hit, enough to be good till noon, but these hands already blurring. The money a weird hummingbird caught in my fingers. I take out the carton of eggs, crack four yolks into a day white bowl, spoon the shells. Scallions hiss in oil. A flick of fish sauce. Garlic crushed the way taught me. The pan bubbling into a small possible sun. I am a decent sun. Salt and pepper. A sprig of parsley softened in steam. Done. The plate fogs its own ghosts. I draw a smiley face on a napkin with purple marker. I lace my boots. It doesn't work, so I tuck them in. Close the back door. Gently the birches sway, but never touch. The crickets unhinge their jaws in the first light. Last syllables crackling like a pipe steady over a blue flame. As footsteps dim down a dawn gold road, and your face at the window, a thumbprint left over from whose God? This poem is called The Last Prom Queen in Antarctica. It's true, I'm all talk and a French tuck, but so what? Like the wind, I ride my own life. Neon light electric in the wet part of roadkill on the street where I cut my teeth on the good sin. I want to take care of our planet because I need a beautiful graveyard. It's true, I'm not a writer, but a faucet underwater. When the flood comes, I'll raise my hand so they know who to shoot. The sky flashes, the sea yearns. I myself am hell. Everyone's here. Sometimes I go to parties just to dangle my feet out of high windows among people. This boy crying in his car after his shift at McDonald's on Easter Sunday. The way he wipes his eyes with his shirt as the big trucks blare off the interstate. My favorite kind of darkness is the one inside us. I want to tell him. And I like the way your apron makes it look like you're ready for war. I too am ready for war. Given another chance, I'd pick the life where I play the piano in a room with no roof. Broken keys, Bach sonata like footsteps fast down the stairs as my father chases my mother through New England's endless leaves. Maybe I saw a boy in a black apron, crying in a Nissan the size of a monster's coffin, and knew I could never be straight. Maybe, like you, I was one of those people who loves the world most when I'm rock-bottomed in my fast car, going nowhere. This poem is called Waterline. If I should wake and the ark already gone, if there was one shivering thing at my side, if the snow in his hair was all that was left of the fire, if we ran through the orchard with our mouths wide open and still too small for amen, if I nationed myself in the shadow of a colossal wave, if only to hold on by opening, by kingdom come, give me this one eighth day, let me enter this nearly gone yes. The way death enters anything, fully and without a trace. This poem is Scavengers. Your body wakes into its quiet rattle. Ropes and ropes. How quickly the animal empties. We're alone again, with spent mouths. Two trout gasping on a June shore. Side by side, I see what I came for. Behind your iris, a tiny mirror. I stare into its silver syllable, where a fish with my face twitches once, then gone. The fisherman, suddenly a boy with too much to carry. This next poem is entitled Ars Poetica as the Maker, and it begins with a quote from Genesis 1:4. And God saw the light, and it was good. Because the butterfly's yellow wing, flickering in black mud, was a word stranded by its language. Because no one else was coming, and I ran out of reasons. So I gathered fistfuls of ash, dark as ink, hammered them into marrow, into a skull thick enough to keep the gentle curse of dreams. Yes, I aimed for mercy, but came only close as building a cage around the heart. Shutters over the eyes. Yes, I gave it hands, despite knowing that to stretch that clay slab into 5 blades of light, I would go too far. Because I, too, needed a place to hold me. So I dipped my fingers back into the fire, pried open the lower face until the wound widened into a throat, until every leaf shook silver with that god-awful scream. And I was done. And it was human.